Hello everyone. The purpose of this podcast is to teach you three important things to know about an invitation party. Time, date, and maybe which present to buy. When I say which present to buy, it's not to buy a parrot that you can hear at the background. It does mean that all Brazilians ask this to the birthday person. I asked my niece because we are members of the same family. So let's get started with the introduction that you are going to listen.
Clara is inviting her auntie to come to her birthday party. She not only gives the time and date of her party, but also chooses a present when her auntie asks what she would like to have. Clara says she wants a toy. And at the end of the dialogue, she emphasizes the time and date of her birthday.
Listen to the dialogue in order to understand the meaning, the vocabulary, and the verbal tense. She uses eu gostaria, that in English means
I would like to.
Oi, Mary, tudo bem?
Tudo bem, e você?
Tudo bem. Eu gostaria de te convidar para o meu aniversário.
Verdade. Quando será?
Será no dia 18 de janeiro.
A que horas?
Será às 6h30 da tarde.
O que você quer de presente?
Eu gostaria de ter um bichinho de pelúcia.
Ah, ok. Minha mãe vai comprar um bem bonito para você.
Ok. Não se esqueça do horário, às 6h30 da tarde.
Não vou esquecer. Tchau.
Tchau.
Well, how did you get on with your listening skills? How was the comprehension of the whole dialogue? Was it possible to understand it? If not, I would like to explain a few things which will help you that you are starting a Portuguese course, either on your own or with a tutor. Number one, greetings. When Clara says, Oi, Mary, tudo bem? It means, hello, how are you? And the answer for this question is, tudo bem. If you are not familiar with Portuguese greetings yet, have a quick look at my greetings and farewells PowerPoint lesson. There, you will read and listen to the most common greetings that we use. Number two, when you heard the word aniversário, I know it sounds anniversary, which has a different meaning. Aniversário means birthday. Number three, when Clara said her birthday date to her auntie, she said, Dia 18 de janeiro. Why 18? Because in Portuguese, in this case, we use the cardinal numbers and not the ordinal ones. We can't say 18th January, 19th January, 18th February or March, because they are ordinal numbers. In Portuguese, we say firstly the cardinal number and the month afterwards. That's why Clara said 18 de janeiro. Could be 18 de fevereiro, 18 de março. But don't forget the number before the month and also the cardinal numbers, never ordinal numbers. Number four is the time. How to tell the time in Brazil? In Portuguese, we use 24 hours in a formal way. But as this dialogue was informal, we use the number followed by the word tarde. What does that mean? It means that in Portuguese, we don't say 6:30 p.m. or half past 6 p.m. We say 6:30 da tarde. Because this PM refers to afternoon. In my video called 10 Basic Expressions to Use in Brazil, I explain the time and hours in depth. Have a quick look. Number 5 is bichinho de pelúcia. What's that? It means she wants a stuffed toy. In general, she didn't specify the type of toy that she wants. So it can be a stuffed rabbit, a stuffed cat, dog, bear, and so on. Bichinho de pelúcia means stuffed animal, any kind of. And number 6, on finishing the conversation, Clara made sure her aunt didn't forget the date and time of her birthday. What did she say? Não se esqueça do horário, às 6:30 da tarde. Now, leave a comment below, telling me if you understood at least half of the dialogue. Also, let me know if you are starting your Portuguese or you are already learning with a teacher or on your own. Download my free ebook if you want to know more about Brazil as well. Bye-bye. I hope you have enjoyed this lesson. Bye. Tchau, tchau.